it seems to me that the US, aided and abetted by Australia and Britain, have plummeted sort of new depths in barbarity and in the way that this war is being prosecuted. And the ones who are paying the costs are the civilians, the babies, and others. Now, does Australia really want to be a party to this? You know, do we want to be associated with what is going on here? I don't actually think that the people of Australia do. And, you know, if you look back at March 2003, there wasn't widespread support for us joining Bush. The majority of people did not want to go to war. And if you think about it, taking a country to war is one of the most profound things that any government can do. You know, this is a government which is supposed to protect the state, protect the people. So if you say, OK, we are now going to war, we're going to potentially risk our lives, this is about as profound as you can get. Well, that decision was taken without any parliamentary debate, without public support, and virtually by stealth. Troops were actually taken away on the ships in the middle of the night. What about our image? What does this do to our image around the world? Unfortunately, I think that we are now pretty much viewed as largely untrustworthy, as being far too willing to side with one very powerful state which appears to be abusing its power. And I think that it will take a long time for our image to be improved in the world, in the region, and in the world at large.